This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The dollar lost more ground today against the euro and the Japanese yen after the chairman of the Federal Reserve warned about the ballooning U.S. current account deficit. Alan Greenspan says foreign investors cannot be relied upon to keep lending money at affordable rates as they have in the past, and he suggests some combination of rising interest rates and a further fall in the value of the dollar is what's ahead for the U.S. NPR's John Itzde reports.
At present, the United States is borrowing nearly $50 billion per month from foreigners to help support U.S. imports from the rest of the world and sustain investment in the U.S. economy. That gap is called the current account deficit, and it's grown to record levels. In a speech before European bankers in Frankfurt, Germany today, Chairman Greenspan said that the growing U.S. current account deficit will likely cause foreigners to lose their appetite for U.S. investments or demand higher returns.
International investors will eventually adjust their accumulation of dollar assets or alternatively seek higher dollar returns, elevating the cost of financing of the U.S. current account deficit and rendering it increasingly less tenable.
Simply put, says John Makin of the American Enterprise Institute, Greenspan's message to the nation is America has to spend less and save more.
He's really saying, look, households are saving too little and the budget deficit is too big, so that we really have to cut down on that. And one way to start down that road is to let the dollar adjust, but there are other things that would need to be done.
Greenspan expressed no concern about the sharp drop in the value of the dollar. It's fallen almost 10% in the past 6 weeks and nearly 20% in the past year. The cheaper dollar will make U.S. exports more attractive and reduce the trade deficit, a major part of the current account deficit. As for greater U.S. savings to offset our foreign borrowing, Greenspan suggested the most direct path to that goal would be to reduce the federal budget deficit. Higher U.S. interest rates are another way the current account deficit might be reduced, says Brian Sack, a senior economist at Macroeconomic Advisors.
Higher interest rates would damp consumption, therefore increase domestic savings, and therefore we'd have to rely less on borrowing from abroad.
Greenspan was clear today that the Federal Reserve will continue to raise interest rates. He said that any investor who hadn't got that message by now is, quote, desirous of losing money. Here's the AEI's John Makin again.
That's about the clearest message I've heard from Chairman Greenspan, that we are going to raise rates.
Greenspan's remarks helped spark further selling of dollars and a drop in the U.S. stock markets. The major indexes were down 1 to 1.5%. John Makin says that modest decline today suggests that stock investors did not see Mr. Greenspan's remarks as signaling a crisis. Brian Sachs of Macroeconomic Advisors agrees.
We run a large current account deficit for some time. Foreigners have shown a great willingness to hold dollar assets. And so there's nothing in the immediate horizon that suggests that that's going to quickly unwind.
However, says John Makin, the accelerating pace of the dollar's decline may be a warning light that it's time for U.S. policymakers to take the record current account imbalance more seriously. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.